Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lots of people had trouble reaching 911 overnight, but officials say service has now been restored in most places. Outages affected the entire state of South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, Texas, and Nevada. Officials are still trying to figure out what went wrong. Former Las Vegas undersheriff Christopher Darcy.
Is it a provider? Is it something to do with a landline provider? There's a lot of unanswered questions at this point. I think as law enforcement moves forward, they're going to look into it, come up with the answers, and then obviously make the appropriate fixes.
Speaker Mike Johnson has put himself on shaky ground with fellow House Republicans by setting up a vote as soon as Saturday on separate bills to send new aid to Israel and Ukraine. He does have the backing of Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We are going to make sure that we stand by our Democratic allies in Ukraine, in Israel, in the Indo-Pacific, and make sure that we secure the humanitarian assistance necessary to surge into Gaza.
Some conservatives have threatened to trigger a vote to oust Johnson for reaching across the aisle in New York. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University after college president Nimush Shafiq was questioned on Capitol Hill over anti-Semitism on campus.
Trying to reconcile the free speech rights of those who wanted to protest and the rights of Jewish students to be in an environment free of discrimination and harassment has been the central challenge.
Harvard and Penn presidents both resigned after their own testimony. Arizona State Senator Christine Marsh is pushing ahead with a measure to try to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban after House Republicans blocked it.
Well, I hope it sends a little bit of hope that there are people down here fighting really hard for the vast majority of Arizonans.
Wall Street Journal says a settlement of about $100 million is close in the case of former Team USA gymnastics coach Larry Nassar. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This comes after a 2021 Justice Department Inspector General report found the agency failed to respond to the allegations with the utmost seriousness and urgency. And 70 or more young athletes were allegedly sexually abused by Nassar after the first complaint against him was filed with the FBI.
A new report shows health care disparities for people of color are costing lives. Arnav Shaw at the Commonwealth Fund.
In almost all states, premature mortality rates among Black people are higher than the average of all groups.
Among the recommendations, expanding state Medicaid programs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will open a weekend series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. The Crew with a dramatic 1-0 win at home yesterday over the Padres. NBA, the Bucks are off after holding another practice yesterday, preparing for Sunday night against the Pacers. After going 19-20 to finish the regular season, Doc Rivers was asked about his time so far as the head coach in Milwaukee.
Well, it's not been as nice as I thought we would win a lot more. And I'm not trying to play to the city, but I've enjoyed Milwaukee. You know, when you're in college, you're broke, you know, so you don't have a chance to go to restaurants and now the alumni, and I hate to say this, but I'll say the alumni that are still living when I was in school, I can now take them to dinner. So I've had a lot of thank you dinners. And then the basketball part, I just like the organization and the group of guys that we're coaching. They're grown people, and that's been fantastic.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain today, a high near 52 degrees. For tonight, showers likely, then clearing overnight with a low of 38. Sunny and windy for Friday out of the west, gusts at 35 miles per hour, a high near 53 degrees. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 50.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I like to wait till it's quiet, and then I say something awkward a lot of times, you know, like, I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was on the exercise bike, and it was close to closing time. And this heavyset lady came and sat on the bike right next to me, and she goes, I'm here to lose weight. And I was like, well, you waited till the last minute, didn't you? You know, I still laugh at things I know I shouldn't, man. But some things are just too funny, you know? Like when people fall down. That's funny. Right? You know what's funny about that is? You don't even know if they're all right yet. Right? And for like a split second, you just don't care. Because they could be bleeding right in front of you. Ooh, dang, buddy, all right, holy cow.
At WRGN Radio. Thanks for joining us here. I'm Don Rosen. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 51. Showers tonight, lows 40. Then for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Tomorrow, 50 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday. No baseball today. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Brewers are on the road in St. Louis to play the Cards. It's a nighttime game Friday night. Then it's like a noon game on Saturday and Sunday here at WRJN. You're home with the Brewers. Somebody texted me and said their Christmas tree's been up for 3 years. 3 years. I mean, I can understand if you have a tree in your front yard, but this has the lights and everything flashing on it every when I come in the morning. But, I'm not going to chop down a tree, but still, it's nice, I guess. And it's 7:09 WRJN. We have a special guest today. We have Kaylin Palomares. And am I saying it? Tell me if I'm saying it correctly.
That's right.
Okay, because if I'm not, I want to know now.
That's right.
Okay. I said it's like calamari. That's not snails. Calamari
fish
is
fish or something.
Yeah, some kind of horrible creature.
Yeah.
Kaylin Palomares is here, and she is a naturalist and education manager at Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. They're located on Highway 31. Is it in Kenosha or Summers?
It's technically Summers, but we're right there on the border between. We're right by KR.
Okay.
So
move that microphone up. I want to hear every word you have to say. I don't want to miss anything. There you go.
There you go.
Okay, so it's right there in 31. Now, I was there, I told you, last year, I think. They put on little mini concerts in the woods. And we saw a group called Highway 20. They had a big sign said Highway 20, or Route 20, it said. Route 20. And they said, we didn't steal the sign off the road. We actually had it, you know, we got it, but we didn't steal it. But it was a great night sitting in the woods. There were no bugs. Surprise! I was ready for, like, you know, with my fly swatter and my can of stuff to spray on. There were no bugs out there. That was really nice. Very pleasant. Now, what do you do there at Hawthorne Hollow? And I practiced that name, Hawthorne, all week long, because I'd say it right. What do you do there, Kaylin?
So as a naturalist, that essentially means I'm an outdoor educator. So I am running and putting together any educational aspect of the place. So there we offer field trips for kids. So we have hundreds, over 1,000 kids a year that visit us for one of our many field trips. We also offer adult and family classes, so that's for anybody from the public if they want to learn something about the environment or something cultural or heritage related. We have classes for that as well. So I am pretty much coming up with all of those ideas, planning them, and then actually putting them on as well. So I am the one actually running the field trips, running the programs most of the time. So that's what I do there. But obviously, with any sort of nonprofit, you are wearing a lot of hats. So I help out with a lot of other things as well.
So you pick crabgrass, weeds. I understand all this stuff. Okay. So what's your background? How'd you get the education for that? And why this field?
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I was a TA for my science teacher, and I really liked her, and I really liked helping her prepare things for her classes. It was ecology classes, and I didn't know that you could actually go into an environmental field without just being a teacher until she pointed me in the direction of UW Parkside, and I ended up applying and getting in. So I ended up graduating from UW Parkside right here in Kenosha with my bachelor's in environmental studies and minor in geography. So I have a little bit of mapping experience as well, but it's a lot of just broad environmental things that I know about. And so with that education, with a lot of internships that I had, actually with the city of Racine, I was able to get the job at Hawthorne Hollow. And so now I'm kind of doing what I love, and I've been there for going on 3 years now.
Do you know all the Latin names of all the plants and everything? Because they said, what is this? Oh, that's a, and they throw some Latin name at you. So in layman's terms, what is that? Oh, that's a daisy. I mean, just they Latinized the whole thing.
Yeah. So I'm not the best at that. I ended up dropping botany. I had signed up to take it, and then I dropped it because I didn't feel that I needed it, and I'm regretting that now. But I do know the common name, or like you say, the layman's term for a lot of the local flora and fauna. But as far as the scientific name, I don't. But the reason for that is because there are a lot that have the same common name. So there are a few different things that look similar that have the same common name that could be used interchangeably, but they're actually scientifically different, and so that's why they use those.
Well, I'm not into flowers and plants. My wife is, though. We built these two box gardens in our backyard with railroad ties, you know, and they're big box gardens, and we had them on the side of our house, and she plants vegetables, flowers, and everything. Right now, she has, from seeds, she's making the little seedlings and stuff, but we have grow lights in the basement because she thought, well, it's too cold outside. It's, you know, 45 degrees. She took them in like little children, and we have grow lights. Did this really work, those grow lights? Okay, so she got two grow lights over these things in the basement. I think it's going to be like a little shop of horrors. I'm going to get this giant Audrey plant that's going to eat me in the middle of the night. But she loves planting flowers and growing them herself, not just buying them from a flower store, just planting them and growing them. And you can go outside, you can look at your flowers and talk to them, do whatever you want. It's really, you know, I love watching her do it. I don't want to do it. But then she's out there picking weeds in between, making them look really nice in the box garden. And right now she's got them in a tray. They'll be sent out later on. Mm-hmm. Yesterday when I called you, you weren't there. You were there. Excuse me, but somebody else said you were doing something. You were out doing nature stuff in the backyard. I forget what they said it was. What were you doing?
I was actually pulling garlic mustard, and garlic mustard is a invasive species. It's a plant that has a little inconspicuous white flower on it that grows in the forests, and it actually, it's allelopathic, which means that it releases a chemical out of its roots that can prevent other plants from growing, and so it can totally take over a woodland area, and so it prevents our native beautiful woodland plants from growing because we have all this garlic smelling garlic mustard growing instead.
Does it smell like garlic?
It smells like it, when you crush it or move mess with it, it smells like garlic, and it's actually edible. You can cook with it, use it as like a spinach in a recipe. So we do that, but we are pulling thousands of garlic mustard plants around this time of year to prevent them from going to seed and spreading more in the forest.
Oh, it gets out of control, huh?
Yeah. So I was helping our ecologists with that. I'm always, like I said, that's not education, but I'm just out helping do other things, so.
Well, that's nice. When I grew up, we had a place called the Takapusha Reserve. This is from Long Island. Everything's Indian names, Native American names. And it was a Takapusha Preserve. And when I was a kid, we used to go there. Inside the little building, they had all these insects on the wall with pins, you know, holding mm-hmm. so you can study the insects. But once you stepped outside, you were in the woods. Now, keep in mind, this is just outside New York City. You were in the woods. And it was like, oh, look at this. We're taking a hike in the woods, and we're lost in the woods. I went there as an adult, and I didn't realize the highway was right on the other side of the tree. When I was a kid, you didn't see that. You didn't notice it. You didn't want to notice it. And it kind of burst the bubble. Here I thought I was in the wilderness, and actually I was just 10 steps away from the highway on the other side. But I loved, my mother used to take me there all the time when I was a kid. Instead of just sitting in the house all day, or, you know, if it was, you know, my friends were away on trips or something, we used to go there and just spend the day walking around. I loved it. I mean, I didn't know what I was looking at. Think of little names, you know, mm-hmm. little name tags on everything. But when you're a kid, you don't care. It was just nice to walk around. Other families walking around. My mother used to read all the signs on the plant. Ooh, look at that. Who cares? Just keep walking. I still love that place, the Takapusha Reserve. It's still there. People still go there. That little white house is still there with the bugs on the, with the pins to them. What a great place to visit. And I tell people, you know, get your family out there. Get away. Put your cell phones down. Get away from the computers. Shut off Max on your television and Netflix. And get out and see what's out there. You're so fortunate to have things like this. You could be living in the Sahara Desert where all you're seeing is sand. So be happy you're out here. You got a lot of people coming through?
Yeah, we estimate that we have about 30,000 visitors a year. Yeah, between all of our events and then just general when we're open to the public for people to visit. So we do have quite a bit of traffic there, and we still get people almost daily that say, I drive past this every day and I've never noticed that, I never knew it was here. And I say, if we had a dollar for every time someone said that, we would never be fundraising. We wouldn't need it.
You know, and we're going to talk more about this after the break. Earth Day is coming up. Earth Day is the 22nd. I remember the very first Earth Day. As a matter of fact, it was started by, in Wisconsin, I forgot the senator's name. What's his name? It just escaped me. I'll think of it in a second here. Not Les Aspin. It was, I'll come up with it in a second. I won't think about it. I'll Google it real quick. We had in our school the very first Earth Day in 1970, and we did all the classes outside under the trees. Now, keep in mind, I had a class of 970 people in my class. The school had over 4,000. It was kind of crowded out there. But we had assemblies to teach us about the Earth and how to preserve it. It was really a beautiful time, and I'm glad we still have Earth Day. But I don't know if schools go outside under the trees anymore. But it was nice. It was really nice. Kaylin Palomares is here, and she's a naturalist and education manager at Hawthorne Hollow, the Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Summers. On Highway 31. Make your appointment to get out there. It's really nice. 719 WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay right where you are. Sunshine now, 46 degrees in Racine.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-656-1970. That's 1-800-656-1970. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-656-1970. That's 1-800-656-1970.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible.
7:21 at WRJ and Gaylord Nelson, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson, started Earth Day. I knew it. I didn't have to look it up. Well, I did look it up. I didn't have to, but I did. I didn't have my lemonade. That's why I couldn't think. Kellen Palomares is here, naturalist and education manager at Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. He was saying Arbor Day is good. When is Arbor Day coming up?
Arbor Day comes up next week, Friday, on April 26th. And I was telling Don here that Hawthorne Hollow actually has a connection with Arbor Day, because Arbor Day was started by Morton of Morton Arboretum down in Illinois. And we actually, our arboretum at Hawthorne Hollow was designed by, I don't know if it wasn't Morton himself.
Want to use Google?
Oh, Clarence Godschalk.
Okay.
Clarence Godschalk of Morton Arboretum. He did a lot of the designs there. He came up and did the design and some of the planting and ordering for our arboretum back in the 60s or 70s. So that's kind of a cool connection that we have with Arbor Day.
That's like the Kevin Bacon game, 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You're real close to it. That was in Illinois, huh?
I think this is me not being an expert on anything, just knowing a little bit about
Is Arbor Day from Arboretum?
Well, Arbor is one of those scientific Latin names that you love that means tree. So Arbor Day just means tree day, and Arboretum is basically a museum of trees is what that means. So it's a collection of trees.
When I was a kid, we always Arbor Day. We had songs about Arbor Day in school. We always celebrated by planting a tree.
Yep.
I got a tree plant for me in Israel. There's some big tree. I don't know where it is. But when I was born, they planted a tree for me in Israel. I don't know who did it, but I got this certificate. And when my mother passed away, there was a tree planted for her in Israel. So she's got a tree. And I don't know if they're near each other. I have no idea. Let's talk about the history of the Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. Who started it? And when did it start?
Great question. So back in the 1930s, there was two school teachers from Racine, Ruth and Margaret Teuscher. They taught home economics and English, respectively, from Park High School here, actually. And they loved the outdoors. They loved nature. And one day they were riding down County Road 31, which at the time was a gravel road, single lane. And they saw a property for sale on the side of the road. They got out. Their dog started running down the path on that property. They followed their dog down and ended up at the river, which is actually where the amphitheater is, which is where you went to those concerts. And that was kind of their first introduction to that land. The dog led them there. They loved it. So they ended up purchasing that land for camping. And they went camping there when they had free time as they were teachers. And then as they retired, they decided they wanted to live there full time. So they, in the 50s, had a house and a horse stable built. They lived there full time. And then as they were growing older, they wanted that land to be preserved. That was 40 acres at the time, by the way. They wanted that land to be preserved. So after they were gone, so they actually got in touch with Chris H. Hyslop, who, if you're familiar with Barden's in downtown Kenosha, it was an old department store. He was kind of the owner of that. He decided to take on Hawthorne Hollow. So the Hyslop Foundation was created in 1967. And so ever since then, Hawthorne Hollow has been operated by the Hyslop Foundation. And it's a nonprofit nature sanctuary and arboretum. It was originally a wildlife refuge at the time. So since then, we've acquired three historic buildings to the town of Summers, Village of Summers. So we have the 1859 Summers Town Hall, which is actually where people would have voted for Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, wow.
We have the 1847 and 1906 Summers one-room schoolhouses as well. So all of these buildings were to be demolished, or they were to be used as storage for the expansion of Green Bay Road and then eventually demolished. And so they were saved by the sisters and by the Hyslop Foundation and other donors.
Were they moved?
Yes, they were all moved to that location back in the between the 50s and 60s. And we just recently had to start getting the town hall foundation fixed, because obviously when they did that, they just used bricks to hold the building up. And over the last 80 years, it started to bow in, and we thought we were going to lose the town hall. We thought it was going to end up in shambles. So it's actually been risen up. We had some contractors out there. They've risen up the town hall. They've put a huge cement foundation underneath, and it's about to be set back down. And then hopefully it won't be in shambles anymore. But that's been a really interesting thing to watch. So if you end up going out there anytime soon and you see the town hall is essentially floating, that's why. And then in 2016, we acquired 50 more acres just directly to the south of us. So we are now 90 total acres. We have just under 5 miles of hiking trails, and that includes restoration areas. We have a farmstead now with chickens and bees and a garden. So really, really awesome history, very rich history there. So,
a bit like honeybees?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Honeybees, obviously we have wild bees, native bees, but we've had honeybees the last many years as well.
So. Well, we're part of that No Mow May program here because we don't mow the backyard, mm-hmm. which what I do is every week I mow a little bit of it to make a certain. There was a spot where all the honeybees go. I know where they go. They don't go all over the yard. So I have to circle it in because it's going to look like a tiger hunt African safari back there if I don't. We're going to wear pith helmets mm-hmm. and try to get around the backyard. Well, that's great. You know, you talk about raising buildings. This probably doesn't interest you at all. I'm a big theater fan. The Palace Theater, the world-famous Palace Theater in Times Square, which had the biggest vaudeville acts in history, Broadway musicals, up until recently. I mean, they had the Disney Broadway musicals there. They can't get rid of it because it's a landmark. So what they did was they took the entire theater and jacked it up 3 stories so they can build stores underneath it. It's an amazing process. Even, you know, when you do small buildings like yours, they had to jack up this entire theater and not destroy one brick of it and raise it up 3 stories. And they're building the foundation now underneath it to hold it up. It's a big process when you do a theater. I can imagine even the process you guys doing it. So where are the buildings on the property?
Yeah, they're on their property.
Can you go in?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Obviously not the town hall right now, but the both the schoolhouses are open. And we actually do work with the Kenosha History Center, and we offer field trips to the one-room schoolhouse, the 1906, where kids get to spend a day as if it's 1906.
Oh,
they
wow.
write with ink pens, and they have slates at their desk, and they have recess, and they do arithmetic, and it's really awesome. So.
And you dunk the little girl's ponytails in the inkwell.
Right. I hope there's none of that, but they deal with that, not us. So.
Well, that's great. Kaylin Palomares is here. She's a naturalist. I said it right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is a naturalist and education manager at Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Summers, right there on Highway 31. Now, do people, if they want to tour the place, you can stop in or they have to make an appointment?
Yeah, so Hawthorne Hollow is open to the public. We have open hours, which, depending on what your life looks like, can be limited. It's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, so you can just pop in?
Yep, you can come in anytime, and it's free, open to the public. We do, obviously, accept donations as a nonprofit.
So as Jerry Seinfeld said, you can just do the pop-in.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 729 WRJN. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. Stay right where you are. Don't move.
listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Consumers are starting to make difficult decisions at the grocery store when it comes to beef. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike Simone is the executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They just wrapped up their latest consumer survey, and he says the higher beef prices plus inflation are causing some changes in buying patterns.
You ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives. Retailers might be providing stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef.
Mike Simone, executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he said the latest survey also shows while overall volume of beef purchased at the grocery store slipped a bit, the value of the beef produced was up. Markets in overnight electronic trade, is that value up? Numbers are next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Corn and soybeans are lower in overnight activity. Right now, December corn trading a penny lower at 463. November soybeans, they're down 4 at 1157. July new crop wheat, that's up 4 right now, 556 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese prices remained unchanged at 161. Double A butter down a penny and a half on Wednesday to 292 and a half. Currently this morning, we've got Class 3 May milk that goes into cheese, up 3 cents at 1725. The June contract down 4, 1751 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far on a Thursday morning. All kinds of news available for you now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant, the taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain today, a high near 52 degrees. For tonight, showers likely, then clearing overnight with a low of 38. Sunny and windy for Friday. Out of the west, gusts at 35 miles per hour, a high near 53 degrees. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 50.
Currently, 46 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
You ever go to a brand new doctor
And the moment he walks in, you're like, no. I was sitting there, I'm nervous enough. Doctor walks in, all the buttons on his lab coat were off by one. If he can't nail that task, I don't think I want his doctor paws on me. And I know this is gonna sound like I'm making this up, this is the absolute truth. He was late. I don't get that. I don't get why it's okay for the doctor to be late. If I have a 2 o'clock appointment, I want the doctor looking at me at 2 o'clock. And the only way I think it would be okay for the doctor to be late is if at 2:05, you're in the waiting room and you notice from under the door that leads to the back rooms, a pool of blood. I think we might be delayed. Then it would be okay for him to be 5 minutes late. Clamp whatever's doing that and get me back there. I want to hear a clamp noise and him saying, my 2 o'clock is here.
WRJM Radio, increasing cloud cover today with a high near 51. Showers tonight, but sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a high in the 50s. Don't you love it? Baseball coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got the Brewers in St. Louis to play the Cards. It's a Friday night game, Saturday and Sunday afternoon games in the noon hour here on WRJM Radio. Very lucky to have Kaylin Palomares here. She's a naturalist and education manager for Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum right there in Summers on Highway 31. You got to go by. I've never been by the nature part of the place, but I went into the woods where we discovered a country band playing there, and they were very good. I mean, obviously we do, but it's in the middle of the woods. All the benches are set up, and it's just a nice setting to watch a band play, and that's nice. When did they start doing that? Is that a long time thing?
I don't know for sure. It's definitely before my time there. I want to say that we've probably been doing it for over 10 years at least, the Pike River Benefit Concerts. And yeah, that amphitheater is a perfect setting for that.
Yeah, it is.
The Pike River is right behind you, and you come down this hill to see it, and we put lights up in the trees and things. So it is very, very awesome. It's a great setting for music. So, and you had mentioned that the bugs weren't bad when you went.
They weren't there at all.
Which is amazing. I think you just got lucky because it is right by the river. But we do have tiki torches and things that we put up to try to prevent them.
What do you put up?
Tiki torches.
Oh, yeah.
With citronella
tiki torches
and stuff.
Are there. Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you don't. So bug spray.
No, I didn't need any. It was really nice. It was very nice. What are some of the current projects going on there?
So our biggest current project right now is part of our Inspired by Nature campaign, which is basically a fundraising campaign for some really cool building projects that we want to do out there. So most recently, last July, we finished building our Thursday Morning Club Overlook, which is a beautiful cantilever overlook over the basically the floodplain of the Pike River, where you can you're up probably, 30, 40 feet above the floodplain, and you can look down at everything growing and look at the river. It's beautiful. But our newest idea is for a wetland observation blind or a wildlife observation blind. So in that new property that I had mentioned earlier, we have this really awesome pond. Actually, it's more of a pond observation blind that we call chorus pond. And we call it that because the chorus frogs and other frogs and other birds.
Chorus frogs.
Yes.
Is it what it sounds like?
Yep.
They sing in them.
They're basically, yes.
Okay.
So there are many, many different species that sing in that pond in unison. So it's almost like a chorus as well. That's another reason for the name. But because there are a lot of reeds growing, like cattail growing, you can't even necessarily see the pond. You can just hear everything. And so we want to build this wildlife observation blind so that you can be risen up above the cattail and be able to see the wildlife, but you're a little bit hidden behind some walls so that they can't necessarily see or hear you. So you have a better chance of seeing a lot of like waterfowl, things like that. So really cool ducks or herons.
What a great place to go to work to every day.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. So
you know what I love coming in the morning? When I come in now, especially because the weather's nicer, it's so loud out there with birds, and they're in the parking lot. There's a bush, and I park next to the bush, and I come out, and God is my witness, every morning I say good morning to them. Now, they used to shut up as soon as I started talking. All of a sudden, it's quiet. But now they still sing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, good, your car's here. We can poop on it now.
Uh-huh.
But I love listening to those birds when I come in the morning because they're so loud. And I don't know what they're talking about. I have no idea whether they're frightened of me. I have no. But they're in the bush. I can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there.
Yeah.
I can hear them. And I'm sure if I hit the bush, they'd all scatter. But I don't want to do that. That's great. To have that. And, you know, talk about wildlife. By the hospital, there are these ducks across the street all
yes.
the time. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? So the other day, I didn't notice them. There were two ducks in the middle of the street. I didn't hit them. So before you get all upset. So they were standing there. They weren't moving. And that's why I didn't notice them. And cars were going. So I pulled over and I stopped traffic. And they still weren't moving. So I had to shoo them a little bit to get them off the street. But it was just two ducks, and they were just waiting for traffic. But they were right in the middle of the
yeah.
street. And it's, you know, people don't notice them. And I can understand that sometimes. They should put duck crossing signs up there.
I think there is one. I think there is one. There's also a house on the east, in that neighborhood to the
yeah.
east of that pond. When I used to work for the city, I passed it multiple times on purpose because they have this little mini ecosystem in their yard
oh,
where
really?
I saw the baby ducks. It's like the ducks were laying their eggs in these people's yard, and they were all hanging out in that yard, and then they'd cross to go to the pond, and then they'd come back for the night and live in this person's yard. And their yard, if you're here and you're listening, your yard's beautiful, and it's offering awesome urban habitat for those ducks. So they're crossing because they are hanging out in that person's yard. So otherwise they'd just be at the pond all day.
My wife has a nature camera, and what it is it's a camera you set up in your backyard, and it works in 10-second increments. When it sees movement, 10 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and if the movement continues. So one day she set it up during the day, and you see the squirrels eating, and this big squirrel from out of nowhere just pushed the other one across the place because he was eating, and wow, what a bully. And then we see a giant face on the camera. Cat went right up to the lens and looked into it. It was like a giant face. But what's interesting is at night when she sets it up, because there's a lot of activity out there at night.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it when it snows because you see all these footprints in your backyard in front. Well, what's going on here when I'm sleeping at night? But you see the possums walking around
yep.
at night. You see their eyes like little jewels. You see all these animals out there. If you're lucky, you can catch a fox out there or something. But they're always roaming around at night
yep.
when you're sleeping. And you can see them on the camera. It's really fascinating to watch wildlife out there because, you know, because when you go out there, they run. When the camera's
generally.
Out there,
mm-hmm.
they don't run. They like you. You're a friend.
Well, I like to think of myself as Snow White sometimes. I chase them down, and I literally ran out of my office last week to chase after
you.
Chase after a possum, and it ran up a tree away from me, but it's fine. But we have trail cameras out there at Hawthorne
Hollow.
Yeah, so we kind of keep track of what. There's a few stray cats here and there, lots of coyote, deer. Those are our kind of most common animals to see on the cameras, but every once in a while we get raccoons, possums. Haven't seen any foxes, but when you have a big coyote population, they tend to keep the foxes away. They kind of compete a little bit. And we've actually caught some really awesome photos of like hawks coming down and catching like a rabbit or a mouse or something, and on
wow.
camera. Yeah, really awesome things. Herons taking off, flying from the river. Really majestic snow falling with the deer and their beautiful antlers frolicking through the woods. So it's kind of a magical place out there. And if you think that you see great things in your yard, which I'm sure you do, it's even doubly so if you go even just out a little bit from the city. You just get double as much activity. So
when I was in Alaska, we saw some eagles, and it was amazing. Wow, look at the... By the time we left after a week, all right, there's another eagle. All right, yeah. There's another eagle. You see these bald eagles flying all over the place. Yeah. At first, it's amazing to see. And then after a while, all right, there's another one. Okay.
We've had a pair flying around.
Bald eagles?
Yeah, around here. And it is a little more special, I think, to see them here because it's not as common. But I've seen them down by the lake. I've seen them at Petrified Springs and at Hawthorne Hollow. So it's usually I just see a pair of them flying around together. And yeah, I wish that were me.
Let's get a look. Flying around. Yeah. I was down, I live near the lake, and I was down there walking my dog one day, and these birds were sitting on the light post, and they attacked me. I got it on, I filmed it, used the video, and they came after me, they hit me. Now, I talked to someone, they said, you were probably near a nest, and you didn't know it.
Yeah.
And they were watching you.
What kind of birds were they?
I don't know.
What did they look like?
I don't know. They were,
I've been dive bombed by red-winged blackbirds down at the lake before.
I'll show you later.
Yeah.
I got a picture. And he came after me. He hit me.
Yep. They're protecting their nest. You can go like this.
Yeah.
So if you can't see me on the radio, but you put your hand on top of your head and wiggle your fingers around, and that makes them not dive bomb you.
Well, thank you for that information now.
Yeah, survival skills.
Now I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a little lowdown on you. You're a local yokel. You're from the area.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up going to RUSD and living in Sturtevant. So I have been around here very much so. When I was talking to Don on the phone yesterday, I even said that when I was probably too old to be doing it, I would play with my friends in the field behind the radio station here in the rain and being little delinquents. But we weren't breaking into your building or anything.
Climbing the tower.
No. Not that much, but yeah, I went to Starbucks right here, and so very familiar with Racine. And again, working for the city of Racine several times, I used to literally walk every street in Racine to do tree surveys of all the street trees. So I know this place like the back of my hand. So very, very familiar. And then obviously Hawthorne Hollow is very, very close by too. It's just barely into Kenosha. So I kept my roots right here.
And you went to Parkside.
Yep. So... going to Parkside too, I decided to do that so I didn't have to live in a dorm and move away somewhere. So I stayed at home and went to Parkside. So,
well, that's great. You kept all your knowledge right here and you're using it in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just fantastic. I like that. Now, we mentioned Earth Day's coming up, and that's the 22nd. And we figured out who started it. It was Gaylord Nelson, U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson from the state of Wisconsin. We also have Arbor Day coming up. That's when?
That is Friday, April 26th. So because they both fall in the same week, we decided to do kind of a special thing at Hawthorne Hollow for the next week. That's next week already. Wow. So
it's Monday.
Yeah. Earth Day is Monday. I know. It's crazy. So actually from the 22nd through the 27th of next week, so that's Monday through Saturday, Hawthorne Hollow has events, programs, volunteer days going on every single day next week for anybody to come out, and everything is free. We want to make it accessible for people to get outside. So in celebration of Earth Day, we have actually an observatory event. So I haven't even mentioned that we have an observatory there.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Also your summer camps you have.
Yes. So the observatory it's a big dome with a telescope in it, and we are offering dark skies on Earth. So that's kind of talking about why light pollution is a problem, especially for people who are into astronomy. And so that's happening that night. And we're going to be doing some experiments, and we'll be able to look through the telescope, things of that nature. So
we have the people next week coming in from the observatory, the Benstead Observatory.
Yeah.
They'll be in next week.
Great.
Because they have a public day coming up there.
Nice.
Where people can just look through that big telescope.
Yeah.
Normally it's for club members, but they let the rest of us, wildlife in there.
Yeah.
Take a look. All right, coming up, WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, a civic media station. Stay right where you are. Don't move. More straight ahead.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see.
What at WRJN, we have Kaylin Palomares here for the Naturalist and Education Manager at Hawthorne Hollow Nature and Sanctuary and Arboretum on Highway 31 in Summers. Let's talk about those summer camps. That sounds exciting because summer's coming along.
Yeah, we've never, ever offered summer camp in the past. This is a very exciting year for me, especially, again, considering that I decided to do this to myself. So last year actually started Space Camp, which is with the observatory, and that's for future astronauts. Any kid that wants to learn about space travel and planets and the moon and all that sort of thing, a little bit of physics. So we are offering Space Camp again, as well as Nature Camp. So that's a more involved for environmental explorers, little kids that want to be outside, they want to dig in the mud, they want to flip over logs, they want to hold frogs. It's a really exciting thing for me because it's going to be just really fun. There's not going to be as much structure as a normal field trip or a normal class that would come. It's going to just be more exploratory and fun. So those are being offered starting out in June and going through August. There's a few different sessions. So if anybody has any kiddos in their family and they're interested in sending their kid to come hang out with me for the summer or to hang out with our observatory staff, you can go to our website under the education tab is the summer camps and you can learn
more. But this is like a day camp.
Yeah. Yep. It's not sleepover.
You don't live in the woods.
Camping.
You don't live in the woods with a sleeping bag for the whole summer. Okay.
Four hour days, 4 day weeks, because we are closed on Monday. So it's like a Tuesday through Friday morning into the early afternoon sort of thing. So.
You work 6 day week?
No, I mean, technically I work Tuesday through Friday and then almost every Saturday, depending on if we have events going on. So, but we do not work Mondays. We're not there Mondays. So gates are closed. Don't show up on Mondays.
And of course the summer concerts coming back.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I can't give away any, bands or dates yet, but those are coming very, very soon. So keep your eyes out. But
Rolling Stones, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Are we talking? Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taylor in the Woods.
Yeah. So definitely keep your eye out. Those are coming very, very soon.
That's good. Now, how do people get involved? If people, you know, want to say, like I give to a lot of animal charities all the time, every month at animal charities and Boys Town and also to disabled vets. But if people want to get involved in the center over in Summers, what do they do?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. So if you are interested in just coming and hiking, just come show up. You can just come show up and go hike, and you can go explore the land. And if you love it, you can keep coming back. We always have volunteer opportunities. We always need help. We're a very small staff there. So if you are into gardening or weeding, or you know how to work a chainsaw, or you want to help with educational programs, any of those sort of things, even if you need volunteer hours for school, definitely contact us, and we will get you on something. We always have so much going on and so much that we need help with. And again, we also offer many, many field trips and adult and family classes. So if you're interested in learning woodworking, or you want to learn how to make a Native American flute, or you want to learn how to do beekeeping, we offer all of these awesome classes as well throughout the year. So check out the website, hawthornhollow.org, and or email me, kaylin@hawthornhollow.org, and we'd love to get you there and get you outside.
Hey, you blew by that fast. Hawthornhollow.org.
Yes.
Or email is kaylin.
Yes.
That's not Kaylis. K-A-I-L-Y-N. Kaylin@Hawthornhollow. I'm trying to get that word. Hawthornhollow.org.
Yeah, and Hawthorne does not have an E in it. Everyone always puts an E at the end of Hawthorne.
I don't have an E in it on my notes.
Good.
Now, what about in the winter?
Great question. We actually do close our gate for the winter from December, basically Christmas Eve, until March 1st. But we have pop-up open days when it's a nice day. If the staff is there, we'll open the gate back up. And we are also hoping to, on days where there's good snow and the parking lot is plowed, to have pop-up snowshoeing days. So if you have your own snowshoes, you can come out and snowshoe.
Yeah,
we don't
nice.
Allow we don't allow any sort of like really active sports like skiing or fishing, but we do any sort of just passive hiking, snowshoeing, we definitely do allow. So
well, that's great. What about Christmas time? Any special Christmas shows?
Oh yeah, we do our holiday boutique and bakery. So that is lots of baked goods. We hand make wreaths and swags. We have Santa there. We do a craft with the kids, and we also have a Christmas rummage. So if you're looking for a deal for any sort of Christmas decorations, we have that as well. So literally all year round, we're doing things. We just finished up with maple sugaring. So we were tapping our maple trees, and it was a very, very long season, 2 months. It's normally 1 month long. So we just finished with that, and we do have syrup available for sale. Very limited amounts of syrup.
I like this.
So, yeah, handmade by me.
I have to go out there and check this out. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second here. We've got tickets to Stargirl to give away. We have one more pair of tickets to Stargirl. Stargirl's at the Racine Theater Guild this Saturday, 2 p.m. You're going to check your high school yearbook after you see this show. I tell you, I went home, and I started thinking about my high school days, and it's that type of show. It's about a young girl who just doesn't fit. She's a little eccentric. Her, you know, she doesn't go to the peer pressure. Her stories, her hobbies, her pet rat she carries around with her. And it's a love story between one of the high school kids who, when he doesn't have her anymore, he said, wow, what did I do? I miss her now. Stargirl, really a good show with high school students doing the show. I smell Tony Award somewhere with these kids. They're that good. So check it out. Stargirl's at the Racine Theater Guild. And we have tickets for the matinee right now. And we'll give one more pair of tickets away. It's at 2 p.m. this Saturday. We saw the show last weekend. You're going to love it. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Phone lines are open. Give a call. If you get through, I will give you those tickets. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Kaylin, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
I'm going to make you a regular. Now, you're on WGTD Radio. When is that?
I am, yeah. The second Thursday of the month at 8 a.m. I am there on 91.1. And we do an environmentally related morning show with Greg Berg out there. So that's a very, very fun thing that I do now.
Good friend of mine. And I like Greg Berg. Good guy. He's been there for years and years. And I think when they put the tower up, he was there. Thank you, Kaylin. I'll make you a regular here. You're such a sweetheart. And thank you. You're a great talker.
Thank you.
That's the best part.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing out there at Hawthorne Hollow. It's hawthornhollow.org, the website. Mm-hmm. Hawthornhollow.org. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us today. Back again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. at 758 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
You're to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Next time on the show, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, author, columnist, and Renaissance man, discusses what's new on the lake and whatever else is on his mind.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.